417, your coronavirus questions, your mask questions, your vaccine questions, your herd immunity questions. With us again, Dr. Michael Hertz, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana.
Dr. Hurt, good afternoon, and thanks for joining us once again. It was 1 year ago today that you started answering our listeners' coronavirus questions. And looking at where we were then in the pandemic compared to where we are now, do you think we got here quicker than you expected or more slowly?
That's a really great question. Yeah, what a year, huh? Gee, it's amazing what we've accomplished. I think it's a mixed bag. I think quicker would be the vaccine. That has really been a game changer for this next part of our pandemic. I think herd immunity got us through the basics of where we sort of dropped off after January. So that's been really great. And then slower, unfortunately, on treatments. You know, here we are a year later, and there's really still not an outpatient protocol available for doctors to treat patients. I've been treating patients, but there aren't many doctors like me who treat people before and try to keep them out of the hospital. So I'm a little disappointed there. And then I think we're still a little slow in understanding what this virus can do and how dangerous it is, and the fact that it's becoming even more dangerous, more infectious with these variants. That also, I think, is still needs to get out to the public, that how dangerous an asymptomatic patient can be that you don't even know is infected.
Let's bounce off a couple of those, because we were talking on In Depth with somebody from, I think, Johns Hopkins the other week, and it was about just what you said about treatments. And what we're really looking for is something like a Tamiflu. You know, if you can see this coming, you can take that pill a couple of days and it'll help you ride it out if you do get infected. That's nowhere near on the radar yet. So something we're waiting for. And then when it comes to things that are happening too early or too late or whatever it is, how do you feel about the CDC masking recommendations? You know, you can take them off now in a lot of places. California is still going to wait until a month from now, June 15th. But it did catch a lot of people off guard. They thought, maybe, well, this seems like a little too soon, is it?
It's a little too soon to take the mask off without explaining to people why the recommendations came the way they did. And people are confused. My patients are confused. They don't know what to do. Do I take it off? Is it safe to take it off? When to take it off? It's a bit helter-skelter. You have to wear a mask if you're on a 30-minute plane ride from L.A. to San Francisco, but you don't have to wear a mask if you're in a bar for 4 hours with a bunch of people you don't know. So people are not quite understanding where this unmasking is coming from. And then your own state has their own regulations and rules, and they're not following the federal. So do they have science and data that we don't know about? Those are the questions I'm getting from patients. And I think that, you know, as we talked about over the past year, masks work if they are a proper mask. So if you are a vulnerable patient and you wear a proper mask, it's an N95 or one that you make yourself, which is widely available on the internet, then you are protecting yourself as fully as a doctor would. I wouldn't wear a cloth mask going in to see a COVID patient. No doctor would. I wouldn't wear two cloth masks. You have to wear a proper mask if you're trying to protect yourself. However, if you're trying to protect the person next to you, then, you know, a basic surgical mask will reduce the amount of virus in terms of large droplets that you're spreading, but the aerosol is where we have to still teach patients. The aerosol, those tiny droplets that you can't see that are carried on air currents, those inside can still infect people. And when we're dealing with these variants that can punch through some of this herd immunity and vaccine immunity, we may end up with more asymptomatic people who have been vaccinated. And we're seeing that now with some celebrities and baseball players who are coming out saying, hey, I got my vaccine, but I'm still infected. That's where Do I not wear a mask has confused people.
So would you say that people, we should just continue to wear our masks until when?
I think for the vulnerable, you have to wear a proper mask if you're going into any place that is, you know, crowded, any place that's indoors where the air quality is not guaranteed. One of my patients had an amazingly brilliant suggestion, and that was, hey, doc, we have letters on restaurants, A, B, C, right, that tell us how safe the food is to eat. Why don't we have a coronavirus letter that tells you how safe it is to go inside there? How clean is the air? What are they doing to ensure that the surfaces as well as the air is clean enough to breathe with air scrubbers that we've also talked about over the course of year? I thought that was really smart. Then I would know, okay, this is a B. Maybe I should wear a mask. This is an A. Perhaps I can go in there and not have to worry. We need to educate people about how asymptomatic spread and this sort of microscopic viral infection can get to people even if they've been vaccinated. The problem that we have is that it takes only 10 viruses to cause an infection in someone. We've never seen that before. This is like out of this world. And as a result, people aren't prepared for something that's this infectious. And as bad as COVID-19 was, the variants are twice as infectious.
Real quick before we go, there are varying definitions of and thoughts of herd immunity, but the LA County health officials are saying, hey, it's looking less and less likely that we could reach a real high level of that. So I think they're basing it off of, you know, people getting those vaccines plus some natural infection. That's how you add it up. But if we don't get to whatever magic level it is, which again is up for debate, is that a huge setback or is it just telegraphing to people that, you know what, unless you are vaccinated, there are going to be infections, there are going to be pockets because it's still going to be out there circulating?
Yes, well, I think, and I've said that I believe we have herd immunity for COVID-19. I think we're past that. The vaccine helps us to make sure we don't go backwards and that we can go forwards. And to then take us to the next step to really end this, we have to do it with testing. We have to find all of the asymptomatic people. So rather than a vaccine passport, we talked about having a COVID passport. You're going to a gathering on July 4th, make sure everybody comes with their test within 72 hours to make sure even if they had their vaccine, they're not bringing some asymptomatic, you know, person with them to your gathering that might have picked up a variant.
Dr. Michael Hertz, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana, 1 year with us. And what a year it's been. Doc, thanks so much again.